Okay, this is a short podcast. This is titled Jane and Annie Fall in Love with Every Musician That Comes to Twilight when we interview them. Who is that, Jane? Who is the hottest musician thus far that we've met? Whoa. Like, personality.
Well, that is the most ridiculously absurd question because there are too many. I would have to say...
the guy from De La Soul, right?
Obviously. I have to say the local natives guy.
What made him so hot? Because, like, average guy, if you saw him on the street...
his shoes, obviously.
Okay, so for those of you that don't know, we interviewed local native singer Taylor Rice, and he wore running shoes.
My gosh.
And Jane said, I would date him. Except, okay, this is Taylor Rice from Local Natives, okay? He's, like, incredibly hot on stage.
Oh, yeah, he is.
But when we went to lunch with him, Jane said afterwards, I would date him, even though he has a girlfriend and didn't ask her out. She said, I would date him, but he wore running shoes, so it's a deal breaker. So if Taylor Rice had asked Jane out, she would have said no, flat out no, right?
No, I would have had second thoughts, obviously.
You would have regretted that. Well, you would have said, thank you, but thank you. I'm flattered, but you're wearing running shoes.
Well, here's my thing, is that he was wearing these heinous running shoes, and I was like, what? It was seriously, I walk in to the interview thing, he comes over, shakes hands, whatnot, and I look down and I'm like, oh, this is just a heinous crime here of fashion. You're wearing like this totally stylish outfit and then these heinous
I know, but shoes. He's a musician, like, he's not a fashion
icon. It don't matter. If he is a musician, or he is a public whatever, he's always on the spot, people are always staring at him, looking at him, yada yada.
And the man can't be comfortable. And let me just say this too as well. The man was training for a triathlon in like 3 days. But that doesn't matter to Jane Groom. It is a deal. Jane Groom had every chance to date Taylor Rice. He was going to totally marry her and she was like, no way.
But here's the thing, everybody who is listening, all of our avid listeners. After Annie and I talked about this, I went to take pictures of him on stage, and I realized, you know what? I liked the fact that he wore those shoes, because it shows that he's a man. It shows that he does what he wants to do.
He's genuine,
and he's...
he doesn't care.
Exactly.
Which makes him sexy. People who do not care, don't you think, are sexier?
That's when I was like, you know what? I want a guy like him, not a guy who does wear the perfect shoes all the time, because, you know what? I don't want a poser. I want a guy who is himself and is true to himself. So, yeah. In a way, it was, like, the most heinous crime of fashion, but at the same time... of sexiness.
The heinous crime of sexiness. Okay, so, Taylor Rice, definitely up there.
Mm-hmm.
But today, we had a competitor from the Better Taste Bureau, and let me tell you...
He was hot.
So, this... our salt artist review are now turning into...
who's hot or not?
Who's hot?
Dreadlock guy, other guy, band member.
Hot. Okay. Like, decent.
Yeah.
I'm going to post this, so we can't, like... I think they were, like, good-looking when they were performing, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah, like, good-looking,
they
cool.
Were, yes, definitely. I really did like his dreads. They show a lot of... I would never be able to do that with my hair, but I admire people who can.
Dreadlocks. Would you date a guy with dreadlocks, yes or no? Could you kiss a guy with dreadlocks?
I don't know, because, I mean, Bob Marley or whatever, when he died, they found, like, 8 species of poisonous
spiders. They didn't.
Yes, they did.
8?
You've never heard that before?
No, I've never heard that before. That is a musical trivia.
He had, like, these, spiders living in his hair, and I'm just thinking, like, what if I was kissing, like, you know, and then it's just like, oh, ow, I just got bit by a black widow that's living in your unwashed hair. That is unsanitary.
I'm in the hospital now.
Thanks a lot, dude.
Bob Marley. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Okay, I could not date a guy with dreadlocks. I would be friends with a guy with dreadlocks.
I would definitely be friends.
I want to be able to, like, rub through their hair.
Yeah,
if my fingers get stuck
in a spider's web.
Or just the hair and dirt. It's like... Oh. Anyways, Curious is sexy performer. We're not... There's plenty of girls who would love to run their fingers through his dreadlocks, so... Anyway, awesome performer. But let's talk about tonight's winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. What's his name? I don't even know his name. But all I know is he was fine.
I haven't heard that word in like 10 years. But we're bringing it back.
He was a dime. Let's just say
he was a dime.
Whew.
I've never said that before. But he was so...
He was so cute. And his teeth? Perfect.
I think he might have wanted to ask you out when he was talking about his tattoo, right? And me, probably.
Probably just me, but probably not just me. Probably never me.
Because I think when he was like, I want an ice cream tattoo on my face, he was really saying...
I want you to kiss me right here.
Let's go out to ice cream.
Well, let me just show you. I actually captured that moment of him.
Oh. Okay, so if you go to our website, we have a picture of Guy. You know what? In the interview, he says his name. And, you know, it would be remiss of us. I would be remiss. Is that correct? If I didn't go and get this fine young lad's
specimen
name. So we're going to pause this.
It's okay because his name is unimportant. It's just the fact that he is so attractive.
Oh my gosh.
I'm never going to meet him again. So therefore, it is not of concern to me.
You guys should also listen to their music. Their name, they are Better Taste Bureau. They're from Salt Lake.
They actually have a really cool logo, which is a lot for me to say.
Their shirts are cool. And you know what I liked about them? Is they came out and greeted all their fans.
They weren't too hot stuff. I mean, they were hot, but they weren't hot stuff enough to not care about
their sold their merch. They greeted. They took pictures. You know, at every other Twilight series, all the artists go back, and they hang out in this little lounge area with couches and food. And that's where, you know, that's where I would hang out. And we, you know, that's where we did our interviews.
I mean, obviously, that's where I would hang out because I hate people, so.
Right.
Obviously.
And I don't hate people, but I still would be tired.
It don't matter if you're tired or not. I just hate people.
So Better Taste Bureau, they'll come and give you a hug. They'll give you an interview.
And they weren't that sweaty, which was also a plus.
Do we want to say anything about De La Soul, or should we just let our readers read our review?
They were very good. It was kind of... I was surprised. I was thinking it was going to be like a hardcore R&B, but there was quite a bit of rap involved. Not saying I'm opposed to that.
Just surprised.
I was just surprised. And, I mean, I liked it. I mean, they're kind of... I don't know when, like, how old they are, but they look like they're getting on in years. But, I mean...
They're advancing.
They are advancing. I mean, I saw some gray stray hairs here and there because I was on a stool, and I was like, no big deal.
He got really close. He, like, stood up on the front part of the stage.
I could have grabbed his leg and pulled him down if I wanted
to. You should have.
I should have. And then, yeah.
And then get arrested.
Then he would have fallen on me
and... Speaking of mature black gentlemen, he's probably not that old. I thought he was actually pretty hot.
Which one, this one?
Yeah, the lead singer of De La Soul, or the lead rapper. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
I thought he was good looking.
You know what? I kind of got like Michael Jackson. Wait. Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, not Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan vibes from him. I don't
right?
know.
Right?
You know, but honestly.
They're kind of like cheering the crowd. Okay, so that's it for our hot pot.
You know what? I do want to say something to our listeners. I really did like, what I did like about De La Soul is that they were interactive with the crowd. They were.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never, like, I mean, Beck was to an extent, but these guys were like, what side is better? Which side is better, the left or the right? And they didn't only just do it once, but they kept doing it over and over.
Did you like that? Because I kind of felt like I was in a football stadium.
I actually liked it because people can tell when you're genuinely, like, fans go to listen to music, but it just makes it so much better and so much more personable when they're like, hey, you side of the crowd, this side of the crowd, who's loud, like, whatever.
You're crap. This side of the crowd is better, and they start a crowd war. Yeah, everyone wants to outdo each other, but that feels to me like a stadium.
I liked it, which is fine.
I kind of like, I liked the girl.
It was refreshing.
Like a Coke. I was in a horrible mood today, so I swear he was looking at me because I was so close to the press area. You know, and he's like, this side is crap, and I wasn't doing anything. And I was like, I know.
I know.
I just couldn't get out of a bad mood. And anyway, the girl, Rhapsody, such a fantastic rapper. I think she is a hidden gem.
Hidden treasure.
Treasure.
Hidden Bohemian Rhapsody.
Gershwin. Gershwin reference. Okay, I hope you enjoyed Who's Hot. Maybe we'll Who's post not. This with the video.
Probably not, though, because I hate my voice, so.
This is going to be posted in 5 minutes. Thanks for listening. We really are appreciative of our listeners. Thanks for all your support. Anything to say in closing? Okay. I don't know how to end podcasts. We need an ending. Like a real, like peace out, but everyone does peace out. Like,
suck it, cat lovers. I'm kidding.
Yeah, like, we hate cat lovers. Like, that's our new. We need, like, an ending to, like.
Farewell, Kitty Chen.
Kitty Chen.
Kitty Chen.
Kitty Chen.
Kitty Chen.
Kitty Chen. We'll find a better one next podcast. Thanks for listening.